I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is announcing that close to 90% of residents, ages 12 and older, have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to a recent press release. Toronto Mayor John Tory said it is a milestone for the city, as the initial goal by the Team Toronto Vaccination Task Force was established in early November. Further, the city announced that about 87% of eligible residents, ages 12 and older, have received two doses, with close to 51% of children ages 5 to 11 receiving their first dose. These announcements are coming at a time when all elementary school and high school students have returned to in-person schooling this winter. According to a recent report from the Ontario government website, the Toronto District School Board has reported about 22% of absentees in the first week of winter classes. This follows an extended holiday break during the height of the Omicron variant and rapid antigen tests supplied for students prior to their return. This list of absentees includes students and staff. During the Ontario government's previous announcement in December, it states that parents will be notified of absentees once it hits 30%. Closures would be considered, but not immediately mandated. More than 42 school clinics have been set up to increase the number of children and staff vaccinations as quickly as possible this month. After several calls from childcare workers and educators, elementary and secondary schools will be provided with sufficient rapid antigen tests and KN95 masks for staff. The Toronto District School Board trustee of University Rosedale, Chris Moyes, was asked to comment on the vaccination uptick and the absentees. No comment was provided at this time. As the vaccines continue to roll out, more selected neighborhoods with lower vaccination rates than the city average will continue to see more large pop-up clinics. This includes the Vax the Northwest campaign in the city's North York community. Almost 2,000 residents received their vaccines during the pop-up at York University's Aviva Center on January 23rd.
This is a great mega clinic event and a true team effort in partnership with the City of Toronto, Toronto Public Health, Humber River Hospital, University Health Network, Black Creek Community Health Centre, Unison Community Health Centre, Tennis Canada, and York University. I want to thank the media for helping us share information about this clinic with the residents in Northwest Toronto. The media has been an important partner in our Team Toronto effort, and we would appreciate any attention they can give to this event as we try to make sure every spot is filled, and we're doing very well in that regard. The clinic is focused on providing first, second, and third doses to residents who live close to York University and residents in close nearby neighborhoods which have under-vaccinated rates in those areas. We are also engaged in promotion and outreach efforts in those neighborhoods and to those neighborhoods for first, second, and third dose doses, which includes connecting with residents in the neighborhoods, the target neighborhoods by Team Toronto's partners, promoting the clinics to residents in nearby Toronto community housing buildings, and sending thousands of text messages and broadcast voice messages to Northwest Toronto residents through the VaxTO campaign.
In addition to the larger clinics, Tory is asking residents to visit the ongoing pop-ups at various malls in the city's east and west ends. The city is hoping that it will reach its milestone of 90% fully vaccinated residents in the coming months. About 86% of eligible residents are fully vaccinated, with close to 57% having received their booster shot. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.